Okay.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to another Coffee Tea with Me. This Saturday, it is an honor and a privilege once again to welcome back the most famous Kathy we know, and the only one I know who spells her name, C-A-T-H-E-E, Kathy. Anyway, welcome, Kathy.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here, albeit a tad late, so I'm happy to be here. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mel just called, and I was fixing myself a spinach omelet, and I thought, oh, I have time to eat that before the noon hour. But my hours got a little squirrely, so I'm glad we're here.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you know, we're gonna go around the room, and in between the questions that you answer, you can take bites.
Well, I was on the verge of stir-frying my spinach and a little nice olive oil, and when you called, I thought, oh, well, it's Mel. He's telling me about the call, but he did all right. But anyway, I'll treat myself after this call, and it'll all be good.
You know, it's funny you mentioned spinach. I bought some spinach at Sprouts, right?
Yeah.
And I boiled it up, right? Then I diced it up, right? And then I fried it up with bacon in a pan. Oh, my God. Then I took all the grease out, okay, and just let it dry slowly. Oh, boy. It was delicious. I forgot how spinach really tastes.
That's one of my favorite vegetables. And I learned to stir fry that in a large, open, flat skillet. I'd put in my olive oil, and it cooks up in like 5 minutes, and I sprinkle a little seasoning on it, and it is so good. And if y'all haven't tried it that way before, I'd recommend it. It's really, really good.
All right, so Kathy, what's new over at Natural Genesis?
We are happy to be supplying our customers like we always do, and well, I don't want to be a doom gloomer about the economy and businesses, but I'm just grateful and thankful that we are still able to provide our great, wonderful customers, and we're here, and it's businesses, like many businesses, have been a tad on the flat side, but we're still holding forth, and it's good, all good.
Okay, well, that's nice to hear. Is there anything new on the horizon?
Not at this time. We're still holding strong and keep selling our all-time number one seller, Clean Green, always. And that is a great product to have on hand in case of any kind of emergency, as well as how people use it now. It's a terrific cleaner, as we all know, a deodorizer. So if you've got Clean Green in your cupboards, that is a good thing, a good thing.
Well, it's one of my favorites, but I'm not sure what I love the most, okay? I can't decide whether I like the soap or the shampoo the absolute most.
Well, they're all great products, and they're at the top of the list for anybody that wants organic, non-toxic products in their home as opposed to pesticides and other toxic products.
Well, I always tell people when they're relatively new that the best way to get a sampling of the different things from the Toxic Disease Starter Kit.
Right. A great product which has the Clean Green, the shampoo, sulfur soap, essential oils. Essential oils are always popular due to the fact they have an indefinite shelf life. So the oils that come and that we sell are not the smallest bottle. The next size up and that just can be diluted into a carrier oil and can many, many purposes, as we all know, many uses.
Okay, well, hey, it's my favorite thing because not only do you get a really good sampling of different products, but as you remember, I clubbed you to death on the price.
Yes, you did. So that starter kit is a great option for people looking for a variety of products. So that Tox kit, again, has the Clean Green, the Oasis Shampoo, which is our own formula. I would like to talk about that a minute. Our Oasis Shampoo does not contain sodium lauryl sulfate, just an ingredient that is not needed. So we have a private company that does our shampoo, conditioner, lotions. It's a wonderful product. And for people, well, I'll just mention this, for fellow people, men and or women that tend to have hair loss, this helps prevent that.
Well, I can't ask for more than that, but as we all know, you know, hair loss from toxic disease is usually a temporary scenario. But, Kathy, I've been using the shampoo from just before the starter kit and the soap. And, you know, I have not the biggest bottle of Clean Green because I like that smaller bottle because, for me, the cap size is perfect when you use, like, two capfuls to do a load of laundry.
Exactly. That is wonderful. You'll have super clean laundry, and that can be used right along with your liquid or powder detergent. We have customers that use it just alone in a laundry. It can be used in hot, cold, warm, or hot water. So it's an excellent laundry additive.
All right. So is there anything you want to say, or let's just trot around the room and field questions?
I would love to field some questions. That's great.
All right. So let's start with, we have lots of newbies. Okay. Let's start with Miss Donna G. Now, do you remember Donna, the other Donna, who was the one who wore the pink sneakers chasing the elephant?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, this is her namesake, okay, and I guarantee that, okay, that all the Donnas get well here. And the other Donna lost all her hair, and she has a beautiful head of hair again.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
I don't have any questions. Did you want me to
ask as many as you want, Kathy.
I don't have any questions, Kathy. All I can say is that I do love the product. I do love the Natural Genesis shampoo. I also like to, I like the sulfur soap. I like to use it in my hair. And after I wash my hair, a lot of times when I'm rinsing before I put the towel on, I'll shake Clean Green concentrate in my hair and suds it up and put a towel on my head. I love it.
Excellent. Did you say you use the sulfur soap on your hair?
I do.
That's an excellent tip. Excellent, excellent tip. So all the listeners that listen to this, that is an outstanding thing to do.
I'll suds it up on my head and a cap on my head and sleep overnight with it, too. So, I mean, it's been wonderful. All
that's fantastic. That is great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, very, you know, for someone who didn't have a question, you did a great job. Next, let's see. Here's another new one for you, Kathy. And this is Sammy I.M. Sammy I.M. Come in.
Hi.
Hi there. I just started using your product this week, and my maid, I made some bottles for her, and she cleaned it. She used it to clean everything, like the kitchen, I think the glass, not so much, but everything was really, really clean feeling. I have two big dogs, and they tend to keep the house not feeling always as perfectly fresh as I like. I think I'm way more particular with this disease and more sensitive to things. But I really, really like it. The only question I have is, can I put the concentrate directly on my scalp?
Yes, you can. It is a strong product. So people that are having some difficulties eradicating or need to address certain problems, people have used it straight, and it's okay. If you use it a lot over and over, it can have a little bit of drying effect, but that's okay. But if you need to address a problem like what you're talking about, yes, it's okay to use it concentrated.
Right, and if it dries out a little bit, whoa, I know these things. I have a beautiful head of hair for an old man. If it dries out a little bit, just use a little of that clean green conditioner.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you use it straight like that over and over, you're right, it will have a bit of drying effect. But if it does, just give yourself a little vacation for a couple of days. The normal oils then are restored back.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
And I you mentioned your dog. I want to address that. I have a little beagle myself, and I will spritz him for anybody, any dog that has a random flea or two. It's okay to use for pets as a pet shampoo also. So it's okay. All non-toxic, of course.
Yeah, I was going to, next time I send my dog to the spa, I was going to ask if they would incorporate, give them a bottle and if they could incorporate it into the dog shampoo.
That is an excellent suggestion. Excellent. That's great to do.
Thank you.
All right, Sam, I am. We'll be back around more than once today, so if you come up with another one, keep it fresh or write it down. All right, Mike, welcome back, Mike. I know you've had a hard time because I read the email and I told you we would talk about that at the end of the call by ourselves. But in the meantime, do you have any questions for Kathy if I'm Thin Green, or you just want to listen?
The only question I have is how do you get like a list of the products and how do you actually purchase them?
I can do this, Kathy,
There's a bit of static on this phone. I didn't quite catch that question. Go ahead, Mel.
Get a list of what is available and how do you obtain them?
All right. I just muted everybody because we're not getting a clear call because many of you have background noise. So I'm going to unmute Mike and Kathy and let them communicate, and then I'll unmute you one at a time since we can't figure out who's making all the racket.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike. Ask again.
I was just saying the products sound really, really wonderful, and I was just wondering how you could get a list of what's available and how do you order them.
Okay. So when you're on my website, let me do this, Kath. I sell this for you all the time.
You go down
and you scroll down on the protocol page, past logos, past Sovereign Silver, and boom, lo and behold, there's Natural Genesis. So you click on it, okay? You click on Natural Genesis, okay? And it takes you to her website, okay?
Okay.
And it gives you all the different products. But you can ask me in the beginning what I think you should do. And like I mentioned earlier, I love the starter kit because it's a great value and it gives you a variety of the things that she makes that are beneficial to dealing with this disease. And again, value-wise for someone, and none of us have tons of money when you fight this thing.
Yep.
You know, value is important, and that's where I would go. And I'll show you. We'll do this together at the end of the call.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Is that okay, Kathy?
Absolutely. That's great. Great suggestion.
Okay, well, very good. Send me a whole apple pie, please. Thank you. All right, let's see. If I do good, I want to be paid, and you can pay me in pie. All right, Linda. Is that you, Linda?
Hi.
No, no,
yes.
no. Oh, good,
no,
good.
No, no,
it is Linda.
Yeah.
Go, Linda.
Yeah. Hi, Kathy. I don't really have any questions other than if you used it full strength on your hair, would you leave it overnight still or just for a shorter period of time?
Well, we've had customers that do it both ways. They will use it on their hair and wrap their hair up in a towel for 30 minutes, an hour, and then rinse. I have had several customers that will sleep with it in their hair overnight and then get up the next morning and shampoo. It's okay. It's fine to do that.
Okay.
You're very welcome. I want to mention one thing also. Always, as with any and all products, please avoid eye contact. Do not get the, it does not cause any permanent ocular damage, just like any other shampoo or any other product. It can cause eye burning, so avoid eye contact, and that's a good tip.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm aware. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else, Linda?
No, that's all. Thank you, Kathy, for your product.
You're very welcome.
All right, let's move on. Nancy, Fancy Nancy. Welcome, Nance.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey,
been
Nancy. I know. How are you?
I am finally on the road to getting better.
Good.
I was probably in the 90th percentile, but then right after Mother's Day, I broke out with shingles.
Oh, no.
But they just about gone, and then we've had some problems. We had my sink in the kitchen overflowed for about 4 hours when I was gone. And we had the insurance people coming out looking at it and see what we had to do. And they talking about cutting two walls in half and taking the floor up and redoing all that. But we hadn't got that started yet. And my sister passed away July the 10th.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know you know that pain. So it was my only sister left living. And she was the one that was just 10 years younger than me and was like a second mom to me. So it was sort of, but I hadn't been anywhere in 14 years, but Rusty did take off 2 days and we went to North Carolina to see her. She was in the hospital and had a wonderful experience there and then went by my niece's house when she come home on hospice and got to see her and she was not in any pain from her neck down. And she stayed coherent where she understood everything till the day she passed away. So I thank God for that.
Well, she's with God now.
Oh, amen. And we're going to have a special memorial for her down here in Gilbert where I live and where she had lived for 50 years for the friends and family and stuff down here at the community center the last Sunday in the month. So you know how we have to deal with all that, but God's with us through it all.
Amen to that. Amen.
Yeah. I hadn't had the money to order my 4 bottles like I usually did, so I've been getting a bottle now and then from the smaller ones at the health food store because I really depend on my Natural Genesis, and I just have to stop there and get, I think it's like about $10 or something, and I stop there, and when I run out, I know I got to get by there and get some more, but hopefully and soon that I'll be back where I can get some from you. And,
well,
go ahead. I appreciate everything you do, and I enjoy you so much.
Well, the same to you, Nancy. And I know we're all kind of living in stretched times these days, so hopefully things will improve in the future, and we just pray for that. And I pray daily about that.
Oh, I do too. And I was this morning, I was listening to a lady I'd never seen her before. She was on Facebook, and she's not a preacher or anything. She was just connecting scripture to the world today and how God took care of it in the Bible. And she is just amazing. And I look forward to getting back on there and listening to the rest of her and connecting to her. But I love all your products, and they all do great, and I can't think of anything right offhand other than I missed you, and I care about you and think about everything you've been through, so we'll keep in touch. Hopefully
thank you.
I'll get back to where I can get back to my stuff with you, talking to you and ordering your stuff.
Well, I'll work with you in every way, you know that, and
yeah.
I'm so glad you're better, and that the shingles is going away, and you just hang in there. We just got to hang in there with each other, and we will.
Yes, I'm telling you, my doctors, and I've told Mel, my cancer doctor and my regular doctor are my greatest cheerleaders, and they have been amazed at everything that I've used in the house and on myself and my protocol. The difference it has made is just unreal, and they keep my phone number out where if they run across anybody that has similar things, that they can call me, and I can give them y'all's number where they can call and get stuff they need and help them, because they don't understand about what we're going through, but they know what I've been through and amazed at what everything I've done and used in the last about 2 years has made such a difference and have healed me after 14 years.
Wow. So you are living, breathing testimonial.
Yes, to y'all and to everything, you know, that experience that I have learned through using Mel and everything that he recommends. And I know all of you are sincere and care about us, and that's amazing to find people in the world that still care so much. I just want to thank you and give you your praise for your company and everything you do.
Thank you very much. You're very welcome. You're a great person. You
hopefully
are.
I'll be calling you soon.
Well, I'll be right here for you. No problem.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, honey.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Now, the next time you get upset with me, Kathy, supposed to say yes?
Well, say that again?
The next time you get upset with me?
Yeah.
I want you to blame it on this guy. Come in, Pete.
Oh, Peter.
Good morning, lovely lady.
Hi. I haven't talked with you in a bit. How are you?
I'm blessed, sister, especially today to be talking to you. I think if my memory serves me, Kathy, that on the 15th of July was the 12-year anniversary of the first time we spoke.
Yes. That we go back a long way. How blessed I am to have met you.
Amen, sister. That's a right back at you. So it's so good. I the only question I had is how are you, since we haven't spoken in a while, how are you doing, and how is your family, and especially those little grandbabies?
Oh, they're doing great and growing like crazy. The youngest one, who just turned 9, was my son has a Jeep Wrangler. And she was, my daughter-in-law had her driving out in the field with that. I thought, oh, I can't believe this.
My goodness. I can't believe she's 9 already. My goodness.
I know. And the other one is 15 and is looking to get her driver's permit. I thought, this just cannot be true. But time just passes by so quickly. But they're doing great, and we're all doing fine, and we've endured some extremely record-breaking temperatures here in Tennessee. So where all of you are, you may have too. But we had just week after week of the heat factor was 110. And in the South, that is really hot.
Yeah, that is hot for you folks. We broke a record here of 112, I think, which is just incredibly hot for where I'm at. And we've had a couple weeks of it as well, but we're just doing our best to endure, you know, which I'm sure you are as well. Kathy, I just wanted to let Mel's audience know that, you know, I've known you, again, for well over a decade. You have been such a blessing, sister. It's hard to come behind Nancy, but I want to shadow her compliments to you and the truth. And you've been a tremendous friend of this community, a wonderful vendor that has offered so many special considerations to us over the years. You just have been a tremendous blessing. So I wanted, on behalf of the community and on myself, to extend our love to you, our appreciation to you for all you're doing for the greater toxic disease community as well, to encourage everyone to continue to advocate in their social platform interacting and with those, you know, that they talk with here to make sure that we understand the value of the Clean Green, particularly for our skin and for insect control in our apartments, for laundry. I mean, it has so many uses, completely natural. And as you mentioned, sodium lauryl sulfate free, which is actually an industrial solvent that's a foaming agent that is so toxic. So you're in the know on all these things. You continue to edify truth and you just bring your heart to this community. So my message is always the same to you, sister. We love you deeply and from a pure heart, which is 1 Peter 1:22. And again, we extend our condolences to you for the difficulty you've had with your recent loss and all the things that you're bearing up there in Tennessee. You're an incredible gal, and you know how I feel about you. So I'm so glad to be able to talk to you this morning, Kathy. God bless you.
Thank you, Peter. God bless you, too. I really appreciate that.
Amen.
All right. It's his fault, Kathy. Just remember, it's his fault.
Say it again.
It's his fault. Just remember, it's his fault.
He's referring to the notion that I brought you to this community, you know, over a decade ago, which I had to fight him to do, but I'm so thankful we were successful in getting you to come
on. It's been a blessing to all of us, and that I never take for granted. It's been a wonderful journey, and we will continue that. We'll continue this journey.
Amen, sister. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Pete. Always good to have you around, buddy.
You bet.
John thought you painted a picture. Aunt Laura thought it was a good post.
Yeah, she's been active again here of late, which is always a blessing.
Yeah, it is. All right, next up, Pete, I'm going to go ahead and move on here, buddy. Next up is Mr. and Mrs. What's Their Name? Ha ha. Diane and Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. This is Paul. We don't have any questions this morning, but I'll, you know, just kind of repeating what everybody else has commented, Kathy. Just thank you so much and for all the knowledge and information that you've brought to all of us. It's just the sharing is wonderful, so thank you.
Well, thank you for that wonderful comment. It's greatly appreciated. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. Nice to hear your voice, Paul.
Always good to hear your voicemail.
Thank you, buddy.
Paul, where are you? Where are you located?
We are in Southern California near San Diego.
Okay. I bet your weather has been pretty hot there, too, as well.
Yeah, it's been on the warmer side for us. We're not in the hundreds, thank goodness, but for us in the 80s, where we are, 80s is hot for us.
Yeah, I bet. Yes.
So we always head to the coast, though, right? When if it gets too hot, you head towards the ocean.
There you go. I do have a good customer in the northern part of California, and she was talking about some really extreme weather up her way, hotter than normal. So you know, fall is right around the corner here. It's just a couple of months away, so things should start cooling down.
Yeah.
Not before they get hotter.
No, it's August and September tend to be pretty bad months out here.
Oh.
Yeah, they're pretty bad months almost everywhere. I don't want to tell you guys that I'm enjoying, clear skies. I think there's two soccer games going on under my window. It's 70-something degrees, but there's this really big breeze because all these big pine trees are swaying like they're dancing.
Oh,
so.
How's your new apartment coming, Mel? You're all settled and unpacked?
Well, after this call, okay, the geek will show up between, he says, 12:30 and 1, and he will hook up my laptop to my 27-inch monitor, so it's going to be a little easier for me to see, and also it's easy to work when you're looking at a big monitor when you get to be my age. Then he's going to hook up the laptop to the printer. Then we're moving into the living room, and he's going to hook up the TV so I can start to stream and save some money because cable's too expensive and it's just not worth it. There are five things I want to watch. Old movies, so that's AMC and TCM, because I like them better than new movies. Westerns, because I love westerns. It's just the way it is. And hockey. And all I need is two channels, either the NHL Center Ice or ESPN Plus and the NHL channel itself. With those five channels, I'm in business. I don't need any more because I don't have a lot of time to watch TV. In the summer, if I watch 15 hours of television for the whole week, that might be a lot. And in the winter, it's probably 25 hours because I'm going to watch at least four or five hockey games. So when that guy leaves, if everything's worked, I'm 97% done. And now I will go ahead and get my car registered, my new driver's license, and after that, a medical marijuana permit to save on the tax. And then I'm probably going to want to go fishing.
Whoa, there you go.
I'm loving it. It's beautiful almost every day. I look out on two professional soccer fields, okay, that are tended on a daily basis by these monster tractors and all these different workers. And then I can lay out on the terrace in the afternoon, and since I've got sort of, I guess, a southwest twist, I get decent sun, so I can tan a little. And I've tanned a little, but I'll tan more when I get everything done. So I'm a pretty happy camper because now I'm back where I believe I really will flourish the best and in a place that's so similar to the place that I love the most in my entire life. So does that answer the question?
That's a good answer. You're back in your favorite neck of the woods, and that's great.
Hey, listen, I see more wildlife here than I've seen anywhere in my life in the time frame that I've been here.
Great.
I mean, I'm not here 2 months, and I've seen everything. I never saw a buffalo before. Never had to deal with bears, okay, mountain lion. Hey, they got bears. I didn't know that bears could be friendly. I seen a black bear walking with a brown bear and thought, I'm really glad I'm in the car.
I bet. Wildlife, I looked out late yesterday afternoon in my backyard. There was like six deer just grazing under the trees, and beyond that, oh, this was the cutest thing. It was wild turkeys. They had like 30 baby turkeys following after their mama and the daddy. It was the cutest thing, and they just graze, and then they just kind of march off and follow their mama and the daddy in a line. They're really, really cute.
Well, that's part of some people, the joy of living is the interaction with the wildlife and the beautiful surroundings. To me, you know, when I get up in the morning and I look out the windows and I look down at every single window and I'm looking down on these two beautifully manicured soccer fields. And on the weekends, the people have between the two and on the ends of each, they have set up all these tents and all these people, parents, children, friends, I don't know, they come, and it's like they have barbecue parties while they're having soccer games going. Now, if I'm on the terrace and I just turn slightly to the right, I can still see snow on half the mountains.
Wow.
But it'll be gone soon because we're going to get some days in the 90s, I'm hearing. But right now, 78 and sunny, and the wind is like, I don't know, 10, 12 miles an hour. It's just nice. Like I said, these big old pine trees are just like swaying in the wind.
Sounds great. Just great.
It is, Kathy, because those are the things that are important to me.
That's great. Wonderful.
All right. Let's see. I forget where we were, having too much fun again. I always have a good time when we do this. You know, it's amazing. All right. Here we go. Here's another relatively new, but not as new. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hi, Mary.
Do you have a question?
Are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, great. No questions, but praises. This clean green stuff you got, it's amazing. It's amazing. I spread on the skin, we spread on the lesions, mosquito bites, anything that bites and itches, we spray and rub in, and it's gone.
That is a great tip. In the South, we have mosquitoes and chiggers and mites. I have been bitten many times, and the first thing I go for is clean green. It immediately stops the itching.
Exactly. There was a bunch of them on my screen as I was passing by from the bathroom to the bedroom, and I just grabbed the bottle and just sprayed the screen a little. They just fell off.
Oh, that's fantastic. It is a great product for insects. So it's use it freely. It's great.
Another tip, too, is when you get out of the shower, you spray yourself down. Also, lightly mist your underwear and stuff you're going to put against your skin. On the inside, turn them inside out, mist it, and just count to 10 and put them on. Even if it's damp, put them on.
Oh, that is great. I have another suggestion for clean green, and it was my best friend has an elderly father. He's 97. He had developed a fungus on his feet and his toes. And I told her, I said, get your clean green, have him spray that on his feet. She said it was an unbelievable improvement. So that is another side tip of how people use this for various conditions.
Exactly.
That one was one that was phenomenal.
Yeah, because I'll spray my feet with a clean green, and then I'll put my sleeping socks on.
Oh, there you go. Great.
And then, yeah, because I turn the socks inside out and spray them, and then I spray my feet, and then I put them on right side, you know, right side out, turn them back around and put them back on. And that keeps that fungus at bay.
It surely does. That is a great suggestion. And you are right. It does help anybody that has a fungus condition like that.
Mm-hmm. And if nowadays that's very, very hot, you know, you can also mist yourself with it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Sometimes we get hot flashes that are... So we just spray.
There you go. That's a great suggestion.
That's it. No questions, because I've learned a lot by reading the blogs, the online stuff that Mel has on there with everybody's stories and stuff. I've been reading a lot of that.
Great.
Learning a lot from there, but your product is great. I use the sulfur soap on my hair also once a week besides the regular shampoos I have. I have switched over, and that's helping a lot, too. So,
These comments are really, really great because you can use this product so universal in many, many uses where you can use this as opposed to chemically-based products. So
exactly.
That's great.
If you spray your hair at night, and then I put on those from the dollar store, little bonnets. Put that on, and I sleep in it. In the morning, I brush it out in the utility sink in the back, get those little fibers out, you know?
Yeah.
And then spray it again and put it in the ponytail for the day.
Great.
So that's a good tip there, too.
Fantastic. That's just fantastic.
Yeah. And people say it takes a lot of time, but you know what? It takes time. But you get used to it, and it doesn't take no time at all after a while.
Right. Where do you live, Mary? What state?
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Okay, great.
Southern.
We bring them in from everywhere.
Right.
Yes.
We had over 100 degree weather for a long time, but we're used to it down here. We're desert rats.
Well, I bet your humidity is low there also, isn't it?
It's very low. It's very low. We get away with swamp coolers. It's pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, so that's it.
I like hearing
where... All righty. Thank you, Mary. We're glad you're here, and we're really glad that you're learning and getting better.
Yes. It's improving a lot. I can now... One suggestion is the goat milk. I use goat milk instead of dairy. And I'll tell you what, that made a big difference.
Well, we don't recommend dairy. But, you know, I never liked milk, ever. So I'm the wrong guy. Goat milk, I mean, you know, I won't even eat the buffalo meat. They all want me to have a buffalo burger. I tell them to take the burger home with them, you know. No, thank you. And I'm certainly not going to eat a deer. They're too cute.
Oh, no.
But when I heard about all those turkeys, I was thinking of heading up to Kathy's way.
Those little babies were the cutest things. I wish I had filmed them. Next time they come, I'll film that or take a picture and send it to you, Mel. Maybe you can post it.
I will. I will post it, Kath. I will. All right, so let's go around the room one more time, and let's see if we can't get anybody who come up with a new question a chance. So here we go. Donna G., anything new?
Is that me?
Donna G., that's you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No questions. I appreciate all the comments and tips, though. Thank you for all the comments and tips.
All right, let's see. Next up is Sam I Am. Any additional question?
None. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, let's see here now. Mike, any additional questions?
Oh, no, I'll just wait to talk to you for 3 minutes after the group.
Okay, no, I know that. All right, cool. All right, let's see. Linda, any additional questions?
No, thank you for everything, though.
Okay, have you goggled yet?
No, I'm on the call, so I can't do that right now. Later.
We won't listen. All right, next. Wait a minute. You're coming up. Nancy, come in, Nancy.
I just thank you, Kathy, for everything you do, and hope God blesses you. Thank you for being on the call today.
Well, you are very welcome. Always good to hear everybody and everybody's comments. They're just wonderful.
All right, Peter, I'll let you loose. Go ahead.
Kathy, I was wondering, excuse me, as you can tell, I'm fighting some congestion. A lot of colds out here in California in the community I live in. I was wondering if you have any new additions to your oil line to share with us, and specifically if you might have one to recommend for congestion and tightness, dryness in the nose, nasal cavity.
I don't have any new oils. I still have the same ones that are very popular. You might want to use an oil and a diffuser. Do you have a diffuser you can burn?
I do. That's what I was wondering would be best to use in it, in your humble opinion, for my diffuser.
Probably. Yeah. I'm thinking eucalyptus. I'm browsing my list here to see. Tea tree is very popular, but citronella is a good one as well. Fights radical damage, bacterial, fungi, reduces inflammation, promotes relaxation.
That's the citronella that does that? The citronella?
Yes.
Okay.
All these have
to
great...
Burn it out
medicine.
With the oregano. Hey, Pete, you can burn it out with the oregano.
Yes, Mel, you are exactly right. Oregano is outstanding, a very strong antiseptic, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory. It does help with colds and flu. If I were to recommend any oil in for congestion, colds, flu, oregano would be the go-to oil.
All right. Okay, thanks, Kath. Appreciate it. I used to use oils back in the day when I was sick and had skin issues, but it's one of my weaknesses. I do not know a lot about oils. I know Tia has done a show here in the past, but she's not here this morning. So anyway, thanks for the help, Kath. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. But I want to iterate again about oregano. That is a powerful essential oil, very multi-purpose. But for your sake, Peter, that would be a good one to use in your diffuser.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kath. Yep. Okay. Yep, there's.
I used to use that in my diffusers, Kathy, in the closets where I grew my food in Reno. Never had bug issues. They can't stand it.
That is exactly right. They cannot.
So it would be good for what Peter is suffering with right now. All right, let's keep on keeping on. We're back to the Mr. and Mrs. What's their name? Let's see if Miss Diane is around. Diane, are you there?
Oh, no. Hey, Mel, it's Paul again. She's running around. We're getting ready to head off to our ukulele class this morning, so she's kind of running back and forth for that.
Okay, well, hey.
I don't have any more questions, but I'll go along with what you said, Kathy. We use a lot of oregano here in our house, so yes, it's very, very good to use, very helpful.
Yeah, and these oils, applying to the skin, always remember to use a carrier oil, don't use it straight. These oils are really powerful. A great carrier oil would be like almond, coconut, olive, peanut oil, and just a good basic vegetable oil. So you always dilute that oil in one of those carrier oils. 15 drops per tablespoon of carrier oil. That 6 to 15 drops, you can make a mild solution. So depending on what you're using it for, but that's the basic preparation, 6 to 15 drops per tablespoon of carrier oil.
Yeah, I think Diane has a lot of coconut oil. We use coconut oil a lot.
Excellent. Excellent suggestion. That's great.
It's the best one, as far as I'm concerned, to ever utilize because of how good it is for your skin.
Yes, absolutely.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Paul, and have a good time. And please record it so we can all listen. All right.
I'm not so sure you want that.
All right. Well, back to you, Mary. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Well, Kathy, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
No, but yes, I appreciate everybody that participates in these calls. Everyone always has great suggestions, and we're open to any questions, comments about any of this. But Clean Green, still our all-time number one seller and continues to be so. Been in business for 24 years. Once again, it is still our number one product. Offer it in many different sizes to suit your needs, 8-ounce, 16-ounce, 32-ounce, half-gallon, gallon, even 5-gallon pails. So it is a fabulous product. I did have one customer that uses this. She has backyard chickens, and she uses this on her birds, and she cleans her pens with it, and it's excellent for anybody that has that kind of use for it. She was real, real informative about it, but she loves Clean Green for her backyard birds. Again, it's a very pet-friendly product, so that product is multi-purpose, and we appreciate everyone that uses it and devoted customers.
All right. Does anyone have any last minute thoughts they want to share with the group? Well, Kathy, as always, I can't thank you enough. You've been doing these calls for a very, very long time now. And everybody appreciates it, and everyone loves the product. So, I mean, hey, a winner-winner combo, girl, and you're a winner.
I just want to Mel, I want to mention one thing. I think we just need to be in prayer for our country and our world, and just there's just a lot of things going on in this our economy, the world. So we just need to be in prayer about that on a daily basis. So God's going to look after us all, and I have all the confidence regarding that.
All right. Well, you know, Kathy, I always say it is what it is, but prayer never hurt anything. And the more people who pray, the better chance we have of getting a better outcome.
Amen. Amen.
So, as I've said for a long, long time, Kath, thank you so much. I'm going to call you in a little bit. And just thank you. We'll be back tomorrow, boys and girls, with Prayer Fellowship. And realistically, we actually had a couple of jokes that were pretty good last week. So join us. Make new friends, learn even more than you might have today, because it's not recorded and people speak even more freely. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. And on the count of three, let me unmute everybody. I'll ask you all to say thank you, Kathy. Hang on now. Hang on. All right. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you all, and God bless you all. God bless.
You as well.
Thank you. All right, everyone, have a blessed day. We'll see a lot of you tomorrow. We're back Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with 2 coaching sessions. Everybody have a great, great afternoon, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kathy.